Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today I'm Hercules and the Space Gods. I'm proud to bring you a new show, Star Center Olympus, the Elysium Roundtable. Now, Elysium in the ancient Greek is the best heaven that humanity can conceive. And several different Elysiums are described in the ancient literature. The Theosophists brought back Elysium, and they called it Devachan, and they made the equation. So those of you familiar with Theosophical terms, that leaves you much to ponder. And the Unarius folk have Elysium being one of the planes that is responsible for religious, monitoring religions to make sure that they actually help people grow and ascend through the different stages in their life into something beyond the human. So that's where the name is coming from. We've come full circle. We started out our podcasts with these type of discussions, and now we've returned. We actually have more participants today than I had anticipated. So each of our guests, and they're all wonderful, has around 8 minutes to share their cosmic mission. And all of the folks on tonight's show are attuned to the Urantia book. We have Nick Curto, who will be representing the fifth revelation of the Urantia book. And we will have Michael and Diane Duncan representing the sixth revelation, currently focusing on the worldwide religion of love. And we will have Gerald and Tom Farley, who will be speaking about Michael's cosmic mission and the schools that will ensue. Again, to maximize everyone's time, we'll be doing the program a little bit different today. We'll be starting off with Nick Curto, the one, the only. Greetings and welcome, Nick. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Hercules. An honor to be with you and all the other guests, for sure.
You are someone who is very dedicated to your spirituality and to your never-ceasing quest for truth. And I know this about you, and I'm very honored to have you on the show, and both as a guest and as a host. And you're also very open-minded. Even though you adhere very strictly to your own spirituality, you're very open to the spirituality of others. So I commend you for that, and that's in the spirit of what we're doing here. We all know you, so we'll skip the introductions for today to accommodate the extra folk. But what do you perceive your cosmic mission to be?
Well, excellent question, Hercules. Thank you so much for asking. You know, very recently, a friend of mine who knows me well, a wonderful woman, and she's a member of the Disclosure Network New York, and she said, Nick, I've been thinking that there is a name for you, and I'd like to tell you what I believe the name should be. And I said, I'm all ears. Oh, please tell me. She said, I think that your name should be, and here it comes, White Warrior. L-I-G-H-T, Warrior. And I said, immediately, I love that. I absolutely embrace that because of what it means and the energy I felt the moment you said it. I thank you so much, and I'm going to go with that. So I am your light warrior, and that means that I will fight for light, truth, for the revelations of truth, and the wellness and the health of everyone, not only on this planet either. So I'm really for that. And as you know, I was brought up Roman Catholic, and I have a aunt now departed who was a nun in the Catholic Church, and a wonderful woman. I liked her so much, love her so much, rather. But I always felt that when I was a teenager, I was going to be a priest. I thought seriously about that. But I thought there's other things that are drawing me, and I'm going to not do that. I'm going to do other things with my life, and I've been doing that all my life now. And I feel, I have to tell you, Hercules, on a path that I feel is very, very distinct. And as I look back, I can see one point leading to the next, leading to the next, leading to the people that pushed me to this place. And it goes on and on. And I'm seeing a very clear path. And I think that I am on that path at this stage of my life more than ever.
I can see that. And you're very active and very visible, and you're doing a great many things. And you've certainly contributed very much to our panel discussions, as well as to the areas that you focus on in your shows. Light Warrior, I like that. We'll use that in promoting you.
I would love that. And I've got to say that I am so deeply grateful, and you are certainly on that list of people who have been with me, who've stuck with me, who've lit the way, pointed the path, and it's been an amazing journey, an incredible journey. I could never have dreamt that all these things that have happened in my life so far, and a lot more is coming, and I really feel that the best is yet to come. I'm working on creative areas of communication, as you know, and that goes mm-hmm. into music. I'm composing two new songs right now that I think will be ready in a few months, and you'll be the first to hear them. And also
wait.
An art show that I'm working for. Right now I have about 50 images, so I'm just about finished with the images of my art show. I'm looking for a gallery, an art gallery in New York City, that will understand what I'm doing with my art and help promote it. And so that is something that is high up on the list of things that I'm doing, the music as well as the art.
Well, I love your songs, and I love that angel that you made, that you showed me images of. That was a very truly inspired work of art.
No, thank you so much for that. I'm very proud of that.
And alas, we don't have that much more time. We have a minute more. If you would, could you share your contact information in case we don't have time at the end?
Of course, that's a great idea. If anybody has a question or a comment, I certainly would love to hear from you. You can get me at my email address, and I'll give you that twice. It is NICKNYNY1, and that's the numeral 1, not O-N-E, but the numeral 1, at gmail.com. I'm going to repeat it, NICKNYNY1. At gmail.com. I'd be very happy to take a question or listen to your comments.
Thank you so very much, Nick. And now we're going to move on to Michael and Diane Duncan. Greetings and welcome, Michael and Diane. How are you?
Oh, greetings, Hercules. Hey, thank you for having us on today, Hercules. And hey, I hope you had a nice birthday, Light Warrior. And it's nice to hear that Gerald and Tom are on also. Hello, Gerald and Tom, if you can hear us. Yes, we are the sixth revelation. The Urantia book, published in 1955 by the Urantia Foundation, is the self-proclaimed fifth revelation. And the purposes of the sixth revelation, Diane and myself, are to share with the world what the celestials are doing now with us on this earth and in the solar system, which is also called the center of our local system. It's the local universe father, also known as Zeus in the Greek, and the local universe mother, also known as Hera in the Greek. They have new programs that they're doing, they've developed, they're implementing on the earth to get us more in line with the Universal Father's plan for our planet and for our solar system. So the sixth revelation is concerned with giving new information that goes a little bit further than that 1955 snapshot of the Urantia book, to tell what the celestials, what the gods are doing at this time, uplifting people of the earth, helping them to be more loving, bringing more divine truth, so that we can head toward a new golden age on earth called, in the Urantia book, Light and Life.
Wow. Diane, would you care to add to that?
Oh, thank you, Hercules, for having us today. I wanted to talk about my mission just for a minute or two.
Sure.
I'm trying to draw pictures of all the celestials that I have seen. Now, I haven't actually seen all of the ones that I've talked to, but most of them. I want people to know that they really exist, and they're really there to help us. And they want to help us with everything that we do, with our food, with our home life, actually with our home, actually where to put things in our home that might be important. They want us to know what kind of company we should keep. They want to be in every aspect of our lives. And the problem is you need to work on maintaining and getting a really spiritual vehicle, a pure vehicle, because that will attract the celestials to help you. They will be more inclined. At least that's what I've found out, that I'm trying really hard to do what they tell me to do so that they will continue to help me. And I think that's the thing that I really want to say, is just that if people could know that the gods are there, they want to help us, and that they actually exist, and put a chair down by your chair and talk to them. Talk to the gods, and eventually, hopefully, you will have their personal attention. And thank you. Here's Michael.
Thank you very much, Diane. Hi, Michael.
Hey there, Hercules. So in that vein, one of the programs, and actually the main program that the Sixth Revelation is sharing, is called the Worldwide Religion of Love. And more specifically, Gabriel's Worldwide Religion of Love. Gabriel in the Urantia book being the firstborn of the local universe father, Zeus, local universe mother, Hera. And if you look at the Greek pantheon, the Greek hierarchy, Hephaestus is the firstborn of Zeus. So in the Urantia book, Gabriel is the firstborn of the local universe father and local universe mother. So he, along with Aphrodite, also known in Neo-Theosophy as Lady Master Venus, others, Lady Venus, they are giving us the opportunity to welcome more divine love in our hearts and divine truth in our minds so that as individuals and as a collective, we can move toward that era of light and life, that golden age, that paradise on earth. And Hercules, we are in the process of finishing up our manifesto. We call it, we call it the Love Manifesto.
I like that.
It outlines Gabriel's new worldwide religion of love, and also takes into account a couple other programs that I'll just briefly touch on. There are seven main aspects of Gabriel's Worldwide Religion of Love. They are, number one, Gabriel's Worldwide Religion of Love with Gabriel, Divine Truth, and Aphrodite, Divine Love and Beauty. The Local Universe Father's 10-year plan for the salvation of humanity. Lord Maitreya's 50-year magisterial mission on earth, the Urantia book. We are using the Urantia book as our basis for the celestial hierarchy, but also elucidating the fact that we think it's based on the Greek model, like local universe, father, Zeus, Hera, so on and so forth, Hephaestus.
Mm-hmm.
We also are bringing forth, to get us to that golden age, the light and life lifestyle. How to become a Christ in the 21st century. Of course, we are the sixth revelation. And finally, talking about collectively bringing to the earth or helping the celestials effect on earth a culture of life to get us to light and life.
That is an awesome and very ambitious plan. I'm happy that you brought it to us and that you're spearheading this and spreading it throughout the land. You and Diane are also very open-minded, and your background is very impressive in the amount of spiritual traditions that you've studied and participated in. And also now with what you're bringing to the world, you're leaving it open to everyone's interpretation and their practice. And again, I appreciate that a great deal.
Yeah, Hercules, it's a personal religion. It's the celestials appealing to every single person on earth to their heart for divine love and mind for divine truth where they are at the time, with the celestials in control of the of how they distribute the learning and the vision to that particular person, and they will appeal to that person where they need to be appealed to. You know, it's not about me or Diane telling them exactly what they need to do, but it's each person being appealed to by the celestials to grow individually, and with that grow as the collective.
I'm impressed. Thank you very much for doing this work for the world.
You're welcome, and thanks, Hercules, for the invite today, and for giving us our own show on your station. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm very honored. And in case we don't have time at the end, we're actually doing very well on time, better than I thought. Can you share your contact information?
Sure, Hercules. Yeah, so we have a YouTube channel, and on our YouTube channel, we have a lot of our celestial team meetings. We talk to the celestials on a regular basis. We have celestial team meetings. We have messages from Lord Maitreya. We have our song albums, five song albums. We have pictures. We have our artwork. And it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, A-N-D, the word and, Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, and Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N. So it's Michael and Diane Duncan, over 114 videos. We're also, our albums are on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music and other download and streaming sites. You just search Reverend Michael Duncan. And then also, if you want to email us, give us an email. It's michaelduncan1@hotmail.com.
Thank you so very much, Michael and Diane. You're awesome, and I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thanks. You're awesome,
Thank
too,
you.
Hercules.
Thank you, Hercules.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks,
now
right.
We're going to move on to Gerald T. Farley, and we're going to meet his son, Tom Farley. Greetings and welcome, Gerald and Tom. How are you?
Doing great, Hercules. How are you? How are you doing, Tom? Tom's in Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
And I'm in Salem, Oregon. So even though we talk daily on the phone, Tom actually is, even though I've done a tremendous amount of study on the Holy Bible, Tom's my go-to guy for the Bible. He's way, way beyond anyone I've seen in the last few years. So I hope that Tom will be able to come on with at least his phone number if anyone wants to get a hold of him in regards to that. Tom's also what I call, and he may naysay it, but he's a master builder. And I don't want to really go into that too much, except to say that I'm hoping that he will be able to come in and take over that area that we're moving into with Christ Michael's Schools. The name of Christ Michael's Schools, incidentally, came directly through Lord Maitreya from Michael and Diane. Diane said it has to be called Christ Michael Schools, or you have to put the name of Christ in there somewhere. So that's how we got that. But the schools themselves will be built around communities, and it will be a worldwide project that will take quite a bit of time. They will all these communities will include quantum healing centers that utilize ancient Vedic wisdom, Chinese wisdom, herbs, you name it, anything that has been utilized by shaman and healers, indigenous healers in our world, as well as all of the new technology, including med beds and celestial chambers from our friends who, as Diane mentioned, we're very much in touch with, and we so appreciate that insofar as Christ Michael Schools and Quantum Healing Centers and Offices of Peace and community gardens surrounding that with organic edible food for everyone, whether they're part of the community or not, all of that is going to be absolutely free for everyone. And that will be, it will also be open source knowledge. We'll keep apprising people as the communities grow of what we're doing, exactly what we're doing on the websites. So anyone can follow that. Christ Michael Schools, what I would like to say briefly is that the whole idea of what Michael and Diane and Nick are talking about, including the Arantia revelation, is coming through that wonderful fifth epic, the Arantia book. It's also, insofar as our schools and healing centers are concerned, coming through A Course in Miracles, A Course of Love, the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East, and the teachings of light and life as given to us since about the mid-1980s through various transmitters and receivers in human form. And we have all that information. What it's leading us to, what it leads irrepressibly to, is that the first board of directors of the school will be made up entirely of celestials. No humans will be involved. The celestials will gradually over the years pick the humans from those who matriculate through the schools who will be on the board along with them. So that being said, I'm honored to be here, not just with my son Tom, but also with you, Hercules, and we're so thankful that you're making all this possible, and full of gratitude, truly, and appreciation, and not stealing anything from Nick. There are a lot of us light warriors out there, Nick. So congratulations, and as being part of that, and I just so much feel honored to be in this company. So thank you all.
And thank you very much. I tried reaching Tom in the quiet room, but I wasn't able to elicit any response. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if you can still hear us. Tom, if you can still hear us, hang up and call back again. And I want to give you a chance to share your journey as well.
Oh, that's great. Do you want me to hang up, call back again?
Oh, no, you're here. Okay. I tried speaking with you in the quiet room.
I just had it on mute for, you know, for everybody. So.
Okay. Here is your opportunity to share your journey and how it fits into your father's journey.
Well, my father gently brought me into this because he wants me to be involved with you guys. This is my second call with you. I've heard the first one, and I got Hercules, I got Diane and Duncan and Nicholas, and I really love you guys. You're doing good, and I like it. I don't know what to say other than I would like to be an anchor for what I'm studying, but I have read the Urantia Revolutions or whatever. I haven't gone deep into it. I just read. It was a little bit too much for me, but I just want you to know that I'm studying it, and I'm always open-minded, and I can see love a mile away, and all of you are just love, so that's good. So that's where I'm at right now. I know the Bible like back in my head. So
do you want people to contact you directly, or do you want them to contact you through your father?
Well, I can give you my email if you want to contact me. I don't know why you want to. I come humbly.
Well, you're now part. Your dad introduced you to this journey, and you're now part of it. So if you'd like to put your contact information out there, sometimes people won't contact you, and sometimes they will if you said something resonant to them. But you don't have to share your contact information. I'm sorry?
There's five of us, isn't it?
I can't hear you very clearly.
We got Nicholas, Diane, and you.
Okay. Gerald, how would you like people to contact you?
Area 503-385-8480. Gerald T., as in Thomas Farley, @hotmail.com. Thank you, Hercules.
And thank you, Gerald. And we did excellent on time. We actually have another half hour. I'm going to play one of Michael's songs, God Bless the World. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back in around in 3.5 minutes.
Well, I can give you a contact, Hercules.
God bless the world. 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 God bless the world.
Dear Lord, shine your face upon us and bless us, every one of us.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. Sing it with me now. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world.
Greetings and welcome back to Star Center Olympus, the Elysium Roundtable. Now we're starting part two of tonight's program, and we will start with Gerald and Tom and Diane and Michael.
Guys, hello.
Greetings.
There,
hello.
Yes.
Hi. So, how did you all meet? What are you doing together so far, and what is your mission with each other? That would be the question. And we have around 12 minutes, and then
okay.
We'll go to Nick.
Okay, well, hey there, Gerald and Tom. Hi, Tom, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Tom, it's nice to officially meet you. This is Michael, and Diane is right next to me, and Gerald has been to our home 3 times and stayed with us, and we've shared a lot together, and we've become really good friends.
Yeah, I've been wondering if you put the songs together yet for the Arantis revelation. So that was exciting for me.
Yeah, so we're also in favor of a celestial contact. So. You know, ongoing revelation as talked about in the Arantia book. So Gerald has also, we've also talked about receiving some new messages for humanity from Lord Maitreya. And of course, we've studied through Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Neo-Theosophy, Saint Germain, and Gerald is receiving messages from Saint Germain. We haven't been as familiar with Orion, but Gerald has shared a lot with us about Orion. And when Gerald came to us, he read some of his affirmations, all of his affirmations, and some other of his transmissions. And Tom, we've set them to some background music, and we have a lot of them. I think we have like 4 or 5 videos featuring Gerald on our YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, he shared a lot of that with me.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'd like to share now, if it's appropriate, is something that I shared with you, Diane, and Michael as well. It's kind of the short theme prayer, similar to the idea that Nick had with his prayer. And I'd like to read it because Michael, God love you, has suggested that he might take a look at putting that to song as well.
Yes.
It's titled The Prayer. We are one global family. Although our skins are of many colors, our souls are all the same color. One world united. We pray for peace and healing of our planet Earth. Peace for all nations. Peace for our communities, and peace within ourselves. As we join as one across the world, let us connect heart, mind, consciousness to heart, mind, consciousness. Through our diversity, we recognize unity. Through our compassion, we recognize peace. Our love is the power to transform our world. Let us expand it out through our heart, mind, consciousness now. Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Hercules, so to answer your question, Hercules, with Gerald, it was an interesting meeting that we had. We had started to get some information about what we've talked about in this broadcast about this new golden age of light on Earth, this era of light and life. So we were putting out some information that we were getting about dates and times and momentum and who's in which celestial is involved in different steps and different phases. And we were talking about Lord Maitreya and his 50-year magisterial mission on Earth. Well, rewind back to about 2015-2016, we had announced to all of our friends throughout the Urantia Book community that indeed there was going to be a correcting time that the teaching mission adherents talked about and wrote books about. And we found through our revelations and our communication with the Celestials that Lord Maitreya was the one from the Urantia, he's not in the Urantia Book, but his title, a magisterial son who performs a magisterial mission, we connected with Lord Maitreya, and we said that we got the information that Lord Maitreya would start his magisterial mission on March 20th, 2017. And so 2-3 years after that, we were putting out the information, and lo and behold, Gerald got a copy of one of our letters that we wrote. And, you know, he...
Where did I jump on that?
Yeah. So he somehow we got each other's phone numbers, and Gerald called us, and he said, "Oh, you know, I'm very very interested in what you're writing." And he said, "I too am in tune with Lord Maitreya." And my jaw dropped, Hercules. I said to myself, "Whoa," because not too many people in the Urantia Book community will will talk, have even heard of Lord Maitreya, much less talk about him, much less say that they're receiving ongoing messages from Lord Maitreya. So we were blown away. And so Gerald said, "I got to come down there." And we said, "You got to come down here." So he drove his beautiful red Tesla from Oregon down here to Mission Viejo, California. So we connected.
That is incredibly awesome, and I'm glad you connected. And I have to shout out now to Nick to see. Nick, are you still with us? I see your number, but can you hear us? Okay, we seem to have a sound problem, so we'll just continue.
Okay.
I have one of the things that when we first started interacting, you had mentioned that you have a prayer that you thank Zeus and Hera. So I composed my own version of that. Father Zeus, I thank you for the gift of life. Mother Hera, I thank you for the many blessings I and my loved ones enjoy. Lords and ladies of Mount Olympus, please guide us in creating a much better world for all. So that's my tuning in your celestial communications. And I had another blessing. This blessing I use very widely. I actually recited over my town during one of our interfaith parades. I call upon heaven and the benevolent powers that shaped us in the dawn of time and guide us still to bless this place, its people, and all that they hold dear. May all be blessed with optimal wellness, with abundance and prosperity, with love and peace, with joy and fulfillment. In the name of the highest, I dedicate myself toward this becoming so. And from the altar high atop Olympus, my soul's true home, I sound the horn of summoning and welcome all who heed the call. So those are the prayers that I have. And for worldwide religion of love, of course, I try to treat people as lovingly as I can, but I make an extra effort to be more loving and more kind and more understanding. And then Friday, since the dawn of time, has been sacred to Venus, Aphrodite, and all of the love goddesses and love gods. I post a special blessing for the day on Fridays. And let me see if I can get to this week's Friday blessing. This week's Friday's blessing was a blessing from Mount Olympus. May you be held in the highest esteem. So every week it's something different, but it's suggestions for treating each other better and making the world a better place for all to live.
Wow. Well, that's
those
fantastic.
Are beautiful, beautiful prayers, Hercules.
Thank you.
And the vow, I really want to congratulate you. That vow is very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words. You're very welcome. Let me, Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I don't know what happened. I've been here all the time, and I could hear you saying, Nick, are you there? And I kept saying, yes, I am, but you couldn't hear me back. I don't know what happened with the switchboard.
I put you on open mic before I tried talking to you in the quiet room, then I figured maybe there was a problem there. Well, okay, you're here, and we have just enough time for you to share how you connected with Michael and Diane and what you've done together and what you plan on doing together.
Wow. Well, very quickly, I met Michael and Diane in Amherst, Massachusetts at the University of Massachusetts when the Arantia Book Fellowship had a major meeting in New England. And Michael did some music and Diane, and I was so impressed, and we started talking, and I felt as though I had known Michael and Diane all my life. It was that immediate. And that's an incredible feeling when you connect on that level. And it's only been the most wonderful experience to know them and to know of their amazing work and also of their talent. I am very impressed with Michael and Diane's musical talents and creativity, amazingly so. So that's how it happened. And Hercules, help me here because I don't remember, honestly, how I met you. How did you find me or what happened?
Well, what happened was that I forget what, but we got each other's telephone numbers, or I got your telephone number, and I wasn't in the city very much. We were trying to arrange a meeting for the longest time. And then one day I was in the Port Authority bus terminal. I figured, let me call this Nick Curto guy. So I called and we connected and you had the time. So we went to the coffee shop that's near the Port Authority bus terminal and we talked for hours. And that's how it started. You invited me to the Disclosure Network in the Uantia book. As soon as I could, I attended. Then I spoke there another time. And that's how we started.
Yeah, I recall that. And like you just said, our coffee hour ended up into, what, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And that spark of communication was very bright indeed. And it's been such an amazing, wonderful association right from the very beginning. Again, we just clicked. And that's a gift.
Yeah, yes, it is. And my association with you led to my association with Michael and Diane. And my association with Michael and Diane led to my association with Gerald and now his son, Tom. So everything is
me too. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, great. Fantastic. What we're going to do now is we're going to get everybody on here. And there we go. Okay, Michael and Dan, you're connected?
Yes.
Okay, great. Gerald, you're connected?
Yes.
Tom, you're connected?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, basically what the purpose of these conversations has always been from the beginning, and I think Nick's been around since the beginning, and then Michael and Dan started shortly thereafter, is to get people to share their cosmic communications with an open mind. So it isn't to convert anybody to your way of thinking. It's to share with them your view of how things are and to share with them how you got this view. And we did it the first time, and this conversation lasted for years, a couple of years, we all learned that although we might not have identical beliefs, we share common values. And these values are compassion and empathy towards other people, and a willingness to listen and to understand. And right now the world is, according to the world, how it's being painted, is becoming increasingly polarized. So I brought these back in part to address this polarization. Because here are folks who share common roots spiritually, but don't have the exact same views, and yet they love each other, they work with each other, they listen to each other, they encourage each other. And that's what the essence of what this new program is about. And it'll pick up where those old conversations left off. And also, Gerald has said something about having the Celestials as your board of directors. I have a few questions on that, but it's not the time today because we only have like 10 more minutes. But on the next show, I'll ask some questions about it. But the intention of this conversation also is, how can we better work with the Celestials and with each other?
You know, Hercules, I have a very, very short message from them, from the Galactic Federation of Light, and it's called a love note that that treats that subject perfectly, if that's okay.
I'd be honored.
The energy that comes forth for today's message is one of love. We wish to send the biggest love wave that we can to your heart, mind, consciousness. We need to tell you that everything you find difficult will get easier. Take our embrace and know brighter days are ahead. The waves we are sending out are to fill you with energy that can keep you alive through these days. We clean the air, we send our love, we shower you with beauty that you find in your lives. We put that special penny right in your path. And since I got this, I keep finding pennies on the ground. We help you to understand that nothing you can do will keep us away. No poor mood, no selfish thoughts or betrayals. Our love for you is always there. Today we send this message with the hope that you will feel lighter on your steps. The way up goes smooth. To be a human is the most difficult thing that one undertakes. There is careful planning you do before you arrive. It is a real journey. Not every soul wants to come to Earth, in spite of what you've heard. You have to be serious about taking this path. So to be here right now means you are strong, a light warrior, Nick. Your soul has always done a lot of hard work. Believe that you planned it before you arrived, and that is something. If something should happen, it is meant to be. If you take a wrong turn, we give you chances to correct yourself. We want you to succeed. When you come down to Earth, you say, I know I can do it. Prepare me with the skills I will need to accomplish this mission. You would not be put in a situation if you did not have what it takes. Life may throw you lemons, but you know how to spin it into a yummy cocktail. I can stop there, but they talk about, we give it no more than 18 months until our ships become headline news, and that's exciting.
I'm looking forward to that, definitely. Do we have any celestial messages, Michael and Diane, from your crew?
Well, I just wanted to make a mention that Alexander, we took Alexander to Massachusetts with us, Michael and I, and met Nick there. But we met him when he was showing him the beautiful models of his domes that he had made.
Oh,
and
wow.
Alexander was only about, what, seven years old or something like that. And we were so, so impressed, Nick, with your beautiful artwork and your domes and
oh,
the purpose
thank you.
That you were doing those domes for, you know. I mean, it's almost like we need you here with Gerald for the Christ Schools because you are trying to make those beautiful buildings for the Christ Schools. So I just wanted to mention that Nick is an artist, and Alexander just went crazy over his domes. And the models were long. I mean, I don't know how you got them in your car to drive to the university in Massachusetts. I mean, they're beautiful domes, Hercules, if you haven't seen pictures of them. So
I believe I saw representations of them at one point, but I'd love to see them again. And that's a separate topic, but thank you for introducing it on the community, because all of us are having dreams and visions of larger communities. So that's going to be a good thing to discuss in one of these episodes. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. You know, I think one of the things that we all have in common, I think Gerald touched on two things. I'm going to say two things. Number one, love. I think we all have a love of life. I think we all have a love of all of the people with whom we have relationships and each other as friends. And I think we also have a love of our celestial friends. And we recognize them, we appreciate them, and we want the world, all of us, I believe, really want the world to know them in a better way and in a more, you know, a closer way globally, like, you know, in the collective, so that everybody can know their love and receive their love and spread their love. And I just wanted to just say really briefly our mission statement, Hercules, because you got us in touch with the phrase, reacquaint yourselves with the gods. That's what you told us when we first met you. And
yeah.
That is our mission too, Hercules, is to help everyone reacquaint themselves with the gods. Here's our mission statement from our love manifesto. It says, to reacquaint the world with the gods while helping humanity to understand the importance of cultivating a deep, meaningful, and beneficial relationship with our Heavenly Father and Mother. So the Celestials in love.
That's
awesome.
Beautiful.
That is indeed very beautiful. And alas, we've run out of time, so we'll give out the contact information again, and we'll start with Nick.
Okay, thank you. It would be my email address, and that is nicknyny1, and that's the numeral 1, not O-N-E, @gmail.com. I'm repeating it, nicknyny1 @gmail.com. I'd love to hear any of your comments or questions.
And if I may add, Nick is a great person to talk to, so you can contact Nick just to talk to Nick. But Nick is also very high in the DNNY hierarchy. He's one of the founders, and also the Urantia Book New York group as well.
Hercules, just a quick thing is that urantiacenter.com, urantiacenter.com will get the whole complex of the Urantia Center. This is a whole complex of buildings and a temple and other gardens and all that in a complex that I've been envisioning. And someday I really feel as though it's going to be built for the Urantia community and also for our brothers and sisters of other faiths and spiritual callings, and it's all there, and in a slide presentation. Diane, thank you so much for mentioning that.
Oh, well, we love it. We love it. We really do. And Alexander was so inspired by it. But I just want to mention one thing, Hercules. There's something more that brings us all together, and that is we love you, Hercules. We love
yes.
you, Nick. We
Amen.
Love you, Gerald. And we love you,
Get
Tom.
It.
So that's
wow.
just all I want to say.
That's
Thank
a lot.
You.
And how wonderful you all are to me, too. You're family to me, all of you.
Ditto here. Michael and Diane, how can people get in contact with you?
Yes, so we have a YouTube channel. It's Michael and Diane Duncan. It's Michael, A-N-D. Diane is with two N's. Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N, like Dunkin' Donuts, but without the apostrophe. We have 114 videos of our celestial team meetings, messages from Maitreya, our artwork, celestial artwork, and songs and such. And then if you go to iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and other download and streaming sites, you can check out our 5 Urantia Book inspired song albums. And that's you just search Reverend Michael Duncan. You can check those out. And we also have email if you want to contact us personally, michaelduncan1@hotmail.com. I just want to make a plug for the Urantia Book. UrantiaBook.org is a place you can check out the Urantia Book for free, or you can even buy one for yourself and listen to it being read also.
Thank you so very much, Michael and Diane. And Gerald, how can people contact you?
Gerald T. Farley at hotmail.com and area 503-385-8480. And Nick, you know, your vision with, especially with the domes, I've seen my domes, and I would bet you that we're so close in what we want to do. It's unbelievable. I'm just thrilled to be with all of you in this endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that. I absolutely think the same thing. We're on the same page, and it's quite a page.
Right.
Nick, I just want to
yeah.
tell you, when Gerald first came to us, I was so excited because I wanted to share all those pictures of your domes, and I gave him a copy of all of those to take home with
oh.
him. So he did have those. He's got them. Gerald has them.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you for
yeah.
that very much.
Uh-huh.
I'm working with an artist in the next months doing a vision of the entire complex from the air, which will show
oh.
where the layout of all the buildings are. And oh. The centerpiece is the 7 super universes in dome form, and in the middle is the gold dome, and that's
wow.
the temple.
Oh, Gerald and I and Michael would love to see those.
We have 90 seconds, and I want to give Tom an opportunity again, because I think he started to give some contact information before. Would you like to share your email or telephone number, Tom?
Yeah, and thank you so much for all the love. You guys are awesome. It's Carly018@.com.
Thank you so very much. Thanks to all of you. I will be sending you an email in the next couple of days, as I have recently. And I'm going to put down some things we can work on together, and let me know if you're interested. I want to thank you all. You're all awesome. I want to thank our listeners, whether they called in and are waiting in our queue, whether they clicked on a link and found themselves here, or whether they'll be checking us out later on demand. This is the first of many conversations, and thank you all for participating.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Good night.
Much love to everyone on this planet and